Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. From Blog Talk, Podcast, Facebook, and however you found me. Welcome to another episode of Kelly's Holistic Healing. Today, I thought it was finally time to do a show on crystal matrices. Just a little background on myself. I'm a holistic healer on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I offer mind, body, soul healing work and divine readings. And you may hear two screaming children in the background. I am home with the children today, my 1- and 2-year-old. Probably in the future we'll start doing some shows at Osterville Fitness in my office over there, so it's not crazy. But everybody's in a good space at the moment. They just get loud and excited. So what I wanted to specifically talk about today was the crystal matrices, and to give everybody an idea, if you don't know who I am, you can go to my website, kellyroy.com, www.kellyroy.com, and I do have a link up there on the crystal matrix activation. It is kellyroy.com/crystal matrix activation. You'll see the link. I also put a link in this episode. So how did this all come about? Essentially, 6 years ago, I was not feeling too well. I was in my office on 6A, Old Kings Highway on the Cape. At that time, I was sharing it with my last partner. And I had my nice little healing room, and I had a treatment table and all that jazz. So I was in the front office and suddenly started to feel extremely ill. Like, whoa, something is in my body that I'm fighting to get rid of. Really, really, really strong feeling. And it's completely overtaking me. I started to feel woozy. I started to feel like I was going to pass out. I actually felt like my body was poisoned. You know that feeling when you have something in your body and your body's fighting it off? That's what I felt like. And then I said, no, I'm not going to let this overtake me. I have too much going on that I want to focus on that's positive. I want to let this go. I'm a healer. Come on, man. So I just got into a little quiet space. And I said, all right, what should I do? Should I stick around in the office? Should I go home? And instantly felt drawn to go into my room. And when I went into the treatment room, it's like something happened. There was a connection that happened between me and my crystals and stones that hadn't happened before. I'd always appreciated the mineral kingdom. My mother is an earth scientist, so at a very young age, we would take trips and do digs and find fossils, and, you know, we would mine for cute little crystals and stones and Herkimer diamond mine. We went there frequently. So I was always drawn to crystals and stones. And when I was 18 or 19 in college, I went for a walk one day and happened upon a little metaphysical shop. And I was like, ooh, what's that all about? And I was from the Cape, and we didn't have anything like that here at that time. What's that all about? So I walked in there, and it was like, oh, it's just crystals everywhere and essential oils and herbs and books and tarot cards. I was like, wow, like other people are into this too? Cool. And I intuitively took my first crystal. And it was a nice little amethyst, double terminated, pretty clear at that time, and it had a pendant around it so you could wear it as a necklace. So I kept that around me when I was feeling low or depleted, and I didn't know why. Yeah, I had never studied what crystals did or anything, but I just knew I liked them. So I did that, and I would happen upon on my life journey many different little nooks and crannies, cute little shops of crystals, so I just began to collect them over the years. And so getting back to your story, about 6 years ago, I understood my draw to crystals on a very different level. Because as I had walked into that room when I wasn't feeling well, it's almost like the crystals lit up. Their vibration was totally enhanced. And there was a connection. There really was. There was a connection, consciousness to consciousness. And I completely heard them on that consciousness level. And so I was like, I'm just going to go with this. And each one would sing out to me and say, not in words, but in a consciousness realm of energy, would say, okay, now pick me up and put me here. Now put this one here. Now put that one there. So I just kept on doing that. I'm like, I'm going to go with this. This is something important. I'm going to honor it. So I listened. And eventually I had crystals in a formation all around my table. And when that was done, I heard, okay, well now this is how we're going to become activated. So now do this. So there was other things I was guided to do. And this actually wasn't a really long process. It was maybe 10 minutes at the most. And then I heard, okay, now you lay on the table. So I did. I laid on my treatment table. And something amazing happened. I felt this swirl of energy all around me, going through me in all different directions. And I was only aware of that for maybe 2 minutes until I completely fell into a deep sleep. And I was so comfortable. It was like the deepest sleep I had ever been in. I actually woke up 20 minutes later, and I was like, wow, how long did I sleep? It felt like it was the next day. It felt like I had gotten the best sleep I've ever gotten in my life. And I woke up, and I felt wonderful. I felt revived. I felt like the cells in my body had come alive, and my frequency and my whole entire vibration was so much higher. And it was like I had a complete buzz. And it's much better buzz than you're ever going to get with drugs or alcohol, let me tell you. When you raise your energetic vibration and things start to flow, you're also releasing a lot of heaviness and baggage energetically. And when that occurs, then the space opens up for healing and renewal. And actually, on the deepest of deep levels, you open up to yourself, who you really are. And we're all a loving light being in a body. Sometimes we forget, life happens. And I just found that it was so important to share this finally, because I had mentioned it to a few people in passing, and me in conversation, I can focus on one thing at a time, but when you start adding other topics to the mix and I'm trying to stay in the zone, things get a little bit garbled. So I'm that kind of person where I can focus in and tune in on one thing at a time very well, which makes it perfect for my practice, kind of bringing it down a notch and just focusing on what's in front of me and that individual. So I had mentioned, you know, this experience to not even a handful of people throughout the years. Not in a very profound way. My words really didn't describe the experience, in my opinion. I wanted to express it on a deeper level. Therefore, I did this show. And so since that day, I intuitively I've been working with the crystals. And did I just go and start being obsessed about crystals and read all these books and try to ask all these people about crystals. No. I think that it's important to let things flow and unfold and let them work with you how they're supposed to. For me, in my practice. So I allowed that. And, you know, let's face it. Life gets crazy. We're trying to pay bills. We're trying to work. You know, we're trying to fulfill our needs. So a lot of stuff that is important on occasion gets pushed into the background until it's time. And now it's time. So I have a healing room at Osteville Fitness. Owner is Margie. She's really just a loving, open-minded woman. Very powerful woman at the same time. But also very grounded and loving. So she is, and it's interesting because, you know, I'm at a gym where people are all like, I'm going to work out and be strong. So it's very surface. But she's accepted me. So it's like now there's that mind-body-spirit balance at the gym, which is kind of cool. And this is something that I haven't done much of with the public, the crystal matrix activation, specifically what we're talking about. I've been waiting. I've had visions. I've had the push, you know, but I've just been like, okay, it's meant to happen. It's all going to unfold because when you have a 1 and 2 year old as well, it's like, okay, with the half an hour of free time today, what am I going to do? So oftentimes it's been other things, but just it's time. It's unfolding. It's totally in the flow. So I have the brochure with my other services. It also now includes the crystal matrix activation, and I've described that for people. And what's really nice is you have a half an hour with just you and the crystals and just being and letting it occur. Because I set them up all around you and you lay on the table. And then you get the room to yourself for 30 minutes. I mean, you're free to, if you need to get up and use the bathroom or you felt like, you know, you had enough of that power and energy, in 20 minutes, you're a free person to stop. But I always think it's nice to have your own peace, you know, when you're just allowing that flow. So that's the cool thing about when you come to the healing room. You get 30 minutes with just you and the crystals. You just lay there and you absorb. And then the last 15 minutes, I will come in and do a 15-minute consult. So it's about a 45-minute process. And the consult will include anything that you wish to share regarding your crystal matrix activation session. And also, if I have anything that I feel is pressing to tell you when I walk in, when I'm in your space, I feel that energy flow. And I may have some enlightening things to share. Or it may just be us discussing how you feel. But I think it's important to be able to have that conclusion with words and summing up the experience and maybe answering any questions as to the sensation you felt during the process. So what you expect with a crystal matrix activation, how is it going to help you, right? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about healing. Wow, my little girl is very loud right now. That's the cool thing about having a radio show at your house, though. As a mom, you could stop and be like, all right, what does my child need? Hey, oh, your show stopped? Oh, her Barney show stopped. Okay. I'm going to rewind that for you. Okay, come here. I love you. So what do you expect? What will your results be? I would say expect to feel uplifted with your energy, re-energized. That was my experience. And
I have used the crystals in other fashions. So everybody will experience something different, you know. And every single time you do it, you're going to experience something different as well, because your vibrations and your needs change. So the crystal matrix activation can get down to your energetic vibration as well as your physical body, your emotions, and your mind. Because essentially all of my healing modalities enhance your vital life force energy. And that's that energetic flow within your entire body. You have, you know, if you haven't ever heard about energy in your body, I'm just going to briefly explain to you what I've come to learn throughout my practice. You have meridians, which are channels in your body that have an energetic flow. And you also have chakras, which are like circles of powerful centers in your body that bring in and expel energy. So essentially, within your body, you have channels of energy, which is pretty amazing. As you increase that flow, or even let go of certain blocks that you may be feeling energetically, well-being can happen, because oftentimes our physical ailments are related and have energetic roots, as well as emotional baggage that also oftentimes has energetic roots. So when we get to the bottom of that, that's when healing can take place. And like I said, everybody will have their own unique experience. Some people, they say things change in their life afterwards, sort of like feng shui. You know, you're cleansing your bodily energies, and therefore your life opportunities start to open up and flow a little easier. That has happened to people. Also, people feel overall a sense of happiness more than they felt for a while. But really, the thing about all of this is, if you've never experienced it before, or even if you have, one of those things that you really don't know until you try it, what I mean with words, because my words cannot justify the experience. Only your own experience can justify the experience. So really, I mean, it takes an open mind. When you're laying on that table, ask to receive. Say yes. I'm open to this healing, and just be one with it. Let everything go. Let the thoughts go. Just say, okay, I'm here now. I'm present. And I am totally open to the healing that's taking place. And it's all positive. You know, I work with just very loving, positive vibrations. It's non-denominational. You can come in with any single belief system, because this is more about energy than anything. The flow of energy. And it is about connecting to the earth vibrations as well, because clearly the minerals and crystals come from the earth. And that's an important piece for the westernized civilization to remember, is that reconnection with the earth, because we are physical. We come from that physical energy as well. So my hope for you and your results with the healing are helping you feel more grounded and balanced, helping you remove heaviness that you've been holding on to, and maybe you don't even realize it, it's just an overall sense of sadness. Stuff from the past, letting that go, trauma, removing deep-seated trauma. And feeling your divine flow again, the natural light that you are. Also offer distant crystal grid work,
And that's done by, you have a particular ailment you want me to work on, or you have a certain result you're looking for, and I set up the crystals with your name and your energy, and I get in tune with you, and that's activated for 3 days. But if you're local, I'd like to see you in person and do this crystal matrix activation. And so, like I said, it lasts about 45 minutes. And expect just to feel soothed and relieved. And balance. And that is, and if anybody's wondering, that is $90. And I see a lot of visions with this, because one of the things that I do see happening is setting up a few of these rooms over time, because I do see this getting big and popular and people really liking it. So setting up a few of these rooms for people and activating them for 24 hours so people can just come in and there it is, it's ready for you, step on in. And they're constantly cleansing afterwards. They'll be programmed for that and then reactivated for the next person. So it's just something that I think is lovely. I'm not forcing it. I'm just allowing it to unfold. And if you're a more private person and you really want somebody in your space doing energy work directly on your body, this is also something that is a good thing to start out with. So let's see how much time we have. Let me go to my switchboard here. See how much time we have. Wow, I sure can talk. We have 7 minutes left. So if anybody's just joining me, I'm Kelly from Kelly's Holistic Healing. And today we're specifically talking about the crystal matrix for healing and removing baggage. And I guess I should go into why it's called the crystal matrix. Now, I've been thinking about the word and how to describe it for a little bit. And, I was using that word crystal grid. But then I realized there's so many connotations attached, other people. I'm like, crystal grid, did you take this training here? And, this crystal grid I've heard about. And I'm like, that's fine and great and wonderful. I'm happy for you all. But I can't get mixed up in all that stuff because I'm just doing it my way and the way I'm guided. And actually, it's really not a crystal grid. I just couldn't find the word for it. But finally, like I said, things are meant to unfold as they should. A few days ago, I was like, aha. Well, what we're doing is we're working with the crystal matrices. And that word finally came to me from the crystals. Now, what is that? What is the crystal matrices? Crystal matrices are the energetic vibrations in the kingdom of crystals and minerals. And I see that they're in a particular pattern and slow and it's very symmetrical, but it changes. It's never the same. And with that crystal matrix intelligence, you're going to feel a different movement. When you have the session, you're going to feel a different movement of the energy each time. So essentially, it's like they're in motion when they connect. Now, here's another thing about crystals that I find, and I may ruffle a few feathers, but I tend to do that by being authentic, and that's okay. But I find that it's one of those things that you must respect and show love to get love. In other words, it's a relationship. And there's a lot of people out there that really do appreciate and love the healing modalities that come to them and work with them. And they're going to actually have better effects than people who are just like,
oh, let me get certified in this so I can make money. Because a lot of people just think they're going to get rich. Oh, really? Like, you can make this much money? I'm going to do that. It's all well and good. We need money to survive. But love and respect. Because within these healing modalities, they're also working with your vibration. So you have to keep your vibration high, and really, it's all about love, actually. When you get down to the deepest levels, and I made them like a hippie, and honestly, I mean, this is nothing that I've really learned from anybody. It's just what I've learned through experience. And probably 15 years ago, if somebody started to talk to me about this, I'd say, they're crazy. It's all about love. Because I didn't get it at the time. But I do now. Not only is it energy, it's really a deep love. It's a deep vibration that connects us all. It truly does. So there's that mutual respect that has to happen. And it may not happen overnight, and it may. It really depends on you. So I'm just happy that it finally worked with me and found me, and I didn't expect it to. I wasn't trying. I was just in that loving flow and sharing, trying to help people, while at the same time trying to survive. That's important. It's okay to say that, you know? Like, I do this, all that I do, because I love to do it and I love to help people, but I also want to thrive. Like, I want to tap into the abundance. And I think it's okay to make more than minimum wage. And if you are out there and you're surviving on minimum wage, I don't know how you do it, by the way. Life is hard. It's hard to get it. So hopefully, all these little things that I'm doing and learning and just letting unfold, even at my age of 37, I'm still learning every day. I just can't wait to share it. And I know that the right people that are meant to experience this will completely be drawn to me and will connect. I don't worry about any of that. I know it's going to unfold as it should, but I also know that I have to play my part. So if I don't express it and share it, how are you all going to know? You won't. Or here's my show today, Tapping into the Crystal Matrix for Healing and Removing Baggage. And it says we have 1 minute and 42 seconds left. What would be really cool, another cool story to share with you about the crystal. Oh, I have to do another show because really cool crystal. But actually, it says 20 seconds, so. I would like to end with saying, be open. Keep trying. You're not stuck in anything, you know. Keep experimenting with healing modalities. You can feel better. That's really my deep belief. I believe that we all can have more harmony in our life using simple techniques. Oh, 60 seconds. Okay, we have a little more time. And I, on occasion, will sell some crystals when I'm drawn to do it. And when I sell those crystals, I always cleanse them in the elements. And actually, I have this wonderful crystal that I call the crystal spirit. She's a feminine crystal that is very unique. So I put the other crystals next to her for, it's almost like she puts her love and her extra healing into the crystal. I often give those out during sessions as well, but I do sell those on occasion. So everybody, thank you for listening to Kelly's Holistic Healing.